This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Hawaiian officials say the confirmed wildfire death toll on Maui has risen to 67, up from 55 previously. Maui County says in an online statement, firefighting efforts are continuing and the Lahaina fire is not yet contained. Residents of Lahaina were being allowed back home Friday for the first time since wildfires turned large swaths of the centuries-old town into a hellscape. Meanwhile, the U.S. Coast Guard is conducting an ongoing search and rescue effort off the coast of Maui for people who fled into the ocean to escape the fires. At a news briefing Friday, Coast Guard Commander Aisha Kirksey told reporters beginning Tuesday the Coast Guard had received reports of multiple people needing rescue after fleeing from the fire and smoke into the ocean. She said initial reports as many as 100 people had entered the water, but she said that was only an estimate, and as of late Tuesday and into Wednesday morning, a total of 17 people were rescued.
Firefighters extinguished the...
I apologize, that was an incorrect recording. Tensions are escalating between Niger's new military regime and the West African regional bloc ECOWAS, which has reportedly ordered troops deployed to restore Niger's flailing democracy. Since the July 26 coup, democratically elected President Mohamed Bazoum has been detained by the coup leaders along with his family, reportedly confined in an unlit basement of his presidential compound, cut off from supplies of food and electricity. In an interview with the Associated Press, Niger's ambassador to the U.S., Mamadou Kiara Lyman Tuguri, said supporters of the president are very concerned for his well-being.
The plan of the head of the junta is to starve him to death. That's the plan. And we are very scared.
Lyman Tuguri said they are urging Western leaders to simply save Bazoum's life. This is VOA News. Supporters of the assassinated Ecuadorian presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio gathered at a public memorial event in Ecuador's capital, Quito, Friday, while his family held a mass at the cemetery where he will be buried. VOA's Celia Mendoza briefed VOA's International Edition program on the latest developments in the case.
We know that it's six people been arrested. Authorities also arrested the shooter who died in custody after an exchange of a fire with the police just hours after the killing of the presidential candidate Fernando Villavicencio. So far, we know that the six individuals that were arrested are Colombian nationals. Police are trying to figure out exactly what is the connection, who were leading them.
That was VOA's Celia Mendoza reporting. A toddler riding on one of Texas's migrant buses has died on the way to Chicago. Associated Press correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Texas authorities have confirmed a three-year-old's death, but have not said where the child was from or why it became ill. It's the first time the state has announced a death since it began shuttling thousands of migrants from the U.S.-Mexico border last year. The Texas Division of Emergency Management says the child received treatment from paramedics and later died at a hospital. The Illinois Department of Public Health says the child died Thursday in Marion County in the southern part of Illinois. Texas has bused more than 30,000 migrants to Democratic-controlled cities in the U.S. since last year as part of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's border mission known as Operation Lone Star. I'm Mike Hempen.
A left-wing political activist taking part in a protest days before national primary elections in Argentina has died while being detained by police. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Video from an eyewitness shows Buenos Aires city police pinning the man face down on the pavement. Officers then turn the unresponsive man over and perform CPR. He later died, the city government says in a statement. People at the scene identify the victim as Facundo Maleres, a photographer. The protesters have denied they tried to block the street or did anything to provoke police. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.